初三英语模拟练习卷 B
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Don't you see the sign? It means don't swim here. Don't you see the sign? It means don't swim here.
2. For me, I prefer eating vegetables so as to keep healthy. For me, I prefer eating vegetables so as to keep healthy.
3. I like reading all kinds of books during my spare time. I like reading all kinds of books during my spare time.
4. Nowadays, many kids are keen on playing with iPhone or iPad. Nowadays, many kids are keen on playing with iPhone or iPad.
5. The earthquake which happened in Yan'an destroyed a lot of houses and trees. The earthquake which happened in Yan'an.Destroyed a lot of houses and trees.
6. The air is becoming worse and worse because of more and more private cars. The air is becoming worse and worse because of more and more private cars.
B.Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. How often does your school have a test?
The same as your school, once a month.
Question. How often does the boys' school have a test? How often does your school have a test?
The same as your school, once a month.
Question.How often does the boys' school have a test?
8. There was another terrible earthquake in Sichuan. Have you heard about that?
Of course. It happened on April 27th. It caused a lot of damage.
Question. When did the earthquake happen? There was another terrible earthquake in Sichuan. Have you heard about that?
Of course. It happened on April 27th. It caused a lot of damage.
Question. When did the earthquake happen?
9. We'll have a volleyball game next Monday. What about our music festival?
It's this Tuesday. What are you going to do at the music festival?
I'm going to sing an English song.
That's great.
Question. When will they have a volleyball game?We'll have a volleyball game next Monday. What about our music festival?
It's this Tuesday. What are you going to do at the music festival?
I'm going to sing an English song.
That's great.
Question. When will they have a volleyball game?
10. Ben, have you watched a popular TV program about those mothers who can sing very well?
Really? I don't know about that.But I think it must be very interesting. I'll watch it this week.
Question. What is Ben going to do? Ben, have you watched a popular TV program about those mothers who can sing very well?
Really? I don't know about that. But I think it must be very interesting. I'll watch it this week.
Question. What is Ben going to do?
11.Did you enjoy the dinner tonight?
Of course. I like the fish best.
My favorite is the soup. It's very tasty.
Question. What is the girl's favorite dish?
Did you enjoy the dinner tonight?
Of course. I like the fish best.
My favorite is the soup. It's very tasty.
Question. What is the girl's favorite dish?
12. How long have you studied in this university?
For 3 years, and I will study for another 2 years.
Question. How long has the girl studied in her university until now? How long have you studied in this university?
For 3 years, and I will study for another 2 years.
Question. How long has the girl studied in her university until now?
Thirteen. Do you know John Cooper?
The man from France?
No, he's from Canada.
Question. Where is John Cooper from?
Do you know John Cooper?
The man from France?
No, he's from Canada.
Question. Where is John Cooper from? 14. How did you like the tennis match last night?
I must tell you that I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes.
Are you kidding? I think it was so exciting.
Because you're a tennis fan, Karen, but I'm not.
Question. How did Karen feel about the tennis match? How did you like the tennis match last night?
I must tell you that I fell asleep after the first 20 minutes.
Are you kidding? I think it was so exciting.
Because you're a tennis fan, Karen, but I'm not.
Question. How did Karen feel about the tennis match? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Tom was a poor boy. He made a living by cleaning shoes for others in the street. Tom was also a clever boy. One day, a rich man called Smith appeared in front of Tom. He watched his dirty shoes for a while.And then looked at Tom. Tom knew this kind of people well. They love money, but hate to spend it. Tom said, Let me clean your shoes, sir. Only 2 pence, sir. Mr. Smith shook his head and walked away. Tom thought for a second, then called out, I'd like to clean it for nothing. This time Mr. Smith agreed, and soon one of his shoes was shining brightly. When the rich man wanted Tom to clean his other shoe,The boy said he wouldn't clean it unless he was paid 2 pence for his work. Mr. Smith was very angry. He refused to pay anything and went away. But to his surprise, the well-cleaned shoe was so bright that it made the other one look even dirtier. Mr. Smith looked around. People in the street were laughing at him. Finally, the rich man returned and gave Tom 2 pence. In a very short time, his two shoes shone brightly. Tom was a poor boy. He made a living by cleaning shoes for others in the street. Tom was also a clever boy. One day, a rich man called Smith appeared in front of Tom. He watched his dirty shoes for a while and then looked at Tom. Tom knew this kind of people well. They love money, but hate to spend it. Tom said, Let me clean your shoes, sir. Only 2 pence, sir.Mr. Smith shook his head and walked away. Tom thought for a second, then called out, I'd like to clean it for nothing. This time Mr. Smith agreed, and soon one of his shoes was shining brightly. When the rich man wanted Tom to clean his other shoe, the boy said he wouldn't clean it unless he was paid 2 pence for his work. Mr. Smith was very angry. He refused to pay anything and went away.But to his surprise, the well-cleaned shoe was so bright that it made the other one look even dirtier. Mr. Smith looked around. People in the street were laughing at him. Finally, the rich man returned and gave Tom 2 pence. In a very short time, his two shoes shone brightly. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Growing up is not always easy. When we face difficulties, a spirit of depending on yourself is more useful than crying for help.
That's what Hong Zhuanhui's story of growing from boy to man with family hardship tells us. Hong was born in 1982 in a poor family in Henan province. When he was only 11, his father became badly ill. And one day, he came back with an unwanted baby girl. A year later, Hong's mother left home. She no longer wanted to live such a poor life and face her sick husband. So everything hard became the boy's duty. To take care of his father and sister and to go on to study. Although his life was hard, Hong didn't go away from his father and sister. He worked in part-time jobs to support his family. He climbed tall trees to get birds' eggs for his sister. He walked 2 hours at weekends to the market to buy different things to sell around his school. But he didn't give up his study. A few years later, he entered a college. After people knew about Hong's story, he became a hero in their eyes. But Hong refused offers from others. He said he felt encouraged by kind offers, but he could depend on his own work. Growing up is not always easy. When we face difficulties, a spirit of depending on yourself is more useful than crying for help. That's what Hong Zhuanhui's story of growing from boy to man with family hardship tells us. Hong was born in 1982 in a poor family in Henan province. When he was only 11, his father became badly ill. And one day, he came back with an unwanted baby girl. A year later, Hong's mother left home. She no longer wanted to live such a poor life and face her sick husband. So everything hard became the boy's duty. To take care of his father and sister and to go on to study. Although his life was hard, Hong didn't go away from his father and sister. He worked in part-time jobs to support his family. He climbed tall trees to get birds' eggs for his sister. He walked 2 hours at weekends to the market to buy different things to sell around his school. But he didn't give up his study. A few years later, he entered a college. After people knew about Hong's story, he became a hero in their eyes. But Hong refused offers from others. He said he felt encouraged by kind offers, but he could depend on his own work.